Hello, and welcome to I Hate Talking, a podcast about talking, including etymology, frustrating topics, current events, and other random subjects. I'm Adam.
And I'm Steph. We are married, and we invite you into these discussions with us as we talk about the good and the bad of talking.
We hope you enjoy today's episode. All right, we are back for episode 4 of I Hate Talking, and tonight we are going to be talking about time. But before we do that, we are going to be introducing a somewhat random word of the episode, m'lady.
Is that a word? I know the phrase, m'lady.
So, it's interesting to note that in the current vernacular that came, I think, from either French or English, that m'lady is just one word. Hmm. So the English originally came up with my lord, which was two words. Mm-hmm. And then the French took that and made it into just, you know, smashed it together and made it into my lord. Hmm. And then later, the lady aspect of that one single smashed together word was again introduced by the French, m'lady.
Nice.
And then the English took that from the French language and it became an English word, m'lady.
So it's not a phrase. I think my lady is a phrase. You're saying it's one word that would point to a specific person?
One word, one specific person. Yes.
I want to teach our boys this phrase, this word.
It's not a phrase. It's a word. Exactly.
I want to teach them this word.
And again, points back to the conversation that we had last episode that English is not really a language. It's just a complete mashup of a variety of languages.
So hard. So hard to teach it.
Indeed. So when can we talk?
I don't know.
Well, that is the question of this episode when we are going to be talking about times that people hate talking or perhaps the days or months or years that people hate talking.
I want to hear your years because I definitely talk more than I should and put my foot in my mouth. And so I want to hear of people who go years without talking or inappropriate times of talking.
Yeah, I think that most people, when they hear the question, when can we talk, are going to be thinking about a particular time of day or maybe even a particular day of the week where they can schedule some time to have a conversation, perhaps later in the evening, first thing in the morning, Friday afternoon, Sunday night. Mm-hmm. But to your point, there also can be times within our life that we are going to be expanding beyond just days and hours and minutes and seconds, but actually even into months and years, perhaps, that we are hating conversation.
So you're thinking as a whole where you hate talking for these amounts of time. Because the only time in my head that comes up of pure not talking would be someone taking a vow of silence based on religion or moral choices.
That could be. I think perhaps the easiest thing to do is get the simple question out of the way and talk about the straightforward thing that people do think about when you hear the question, when can we talk, and address when perhaps the best time of day to talk is or the best time during the week to talk is.
Okay. I definitely want to hear your perspective because the biggest one, I had a lot of blessings and great things that happened in college. I loved my college. I loved the friendships and connections I made there. One of the best things I learned was not to talk the second I wake up. Because I wake up and I have a million thoughts I want to rattle off in my head. And my roommate, I love her, could not handle it. She needed silence for a good portion of the time in the morning. And that was hard to learn because I'd never had a roommate necessarily before. And I had to learn to hold my tongue and just be quiet for a while. And now as married to you, I feel like that's a benefit because I think you enjoy that morning quiet time as well. Even though my brain is screaming to say every thought I have in my head the second my eyes wake up.
And I would perhaps posit to you that maybe even you enjoy that quiet time in the morning because we have certain children within the household that have that same disposition to start speaking immediately after their eyes open.
And I don't enjoy that necessarily. It's true. So I can put myself in your guys' position that I need a couple of seconds to wake up and collect my thoughts before I hear somebody else's thoughts and dreams for the day.
Yep. I don't think that it's any surprise that there is a coffee mug that says, don't talk to me until after my first cup of coffee.
Right.
So perhaps early morning, people hate talking immediately after waking up. What about the other end of the spectrum as we approach bedtime and are preparing for our nighttime?
That's where I would be on the other spectrum. Where my brain's already shutting down. I don't want to think about anything serious or important. I'm already checking out. I think that's when you often have a lot of good thoughts and moments to talk. And my brain is not prepared to reactivate, if that makes sense.
Very true. And I think that is applicable even tonight because we are recording late into the evening.
I love you and I love spending this time with you, but this is a sacrifice difficult for me to my instinct is just to curl up in my pajamas right now and go to sleep, but I'm sitting here having a conversation instead.
Indeed. So I think we can ascertain that perhaps there are certain times of the day that people hate talking, whether that be very early in the morning or very late or in the evening. And I think there even is some cultural aspects that would hate talking during the afternoon because that is their time to take a break and have a break in their day in terms of taking a break from work or having that pause within their midday time.
Yeah. I mean, I am not an expert at all, but I did get a study abroad in college some. And I was shocked that the cultures I was in, they shut down for a siesta, which I had heard of, but I didn't realize that it was a true do nothing time. And I don't know what they did in their houses, if they talked to one another or whatnot, but during that time, I did not have communication with locals and interactions with them. It was silent. So like you were saying, that midday in the middle could very well be a cultural thing.
So it sounds like we're coming to the conclusion that perhaps mid-morning or a late afternoon, early evening may be the majority's time to actually have some serious conversations.
So that's when you should be making your business calls or your serious conversations with family is mid-morning or mid-afternoon, you're saying.
I do believe that these cultural distinctions exist for a reason and that that is perhaps one of the reasons that perhaps you will have better conversations if you avoid early morning, the early afternoon siesta, or the late evening pre-bedtime.
And one day maybe we can record a podcast in the morning and see how well your brain interacts.
Very true. We can also see how good the ratings are.
Oh no, that's a good test.
So moving on from the time of day, is there a particular day of the week that people hate talking?
I could just keep going back to cultural, but like Mondays are so grumpy because the week's starting and it's back to the grind again. So I assume that that would be the time that at least I would not be super enthusiastic. But then the same thing with maybe religions or cultural things where there aren't appropriate times, maybe on a Saturday, Sunday or Friday night, or even Sunday, that would keep people from being super chatty or have deep conversations.
Yeah, I think even the Sunday evenings could be a time to avoid, because there's that phrase Sunday scaries when you are getting ready for that Monday grind that perhaps you're not in the right mindset on a Sunday night either.
Mm-hmm. I remember being sad on Sunday nights, like, here we go again. We're starting it all over again.
Well, there you have it. So perhaps Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, not so much Sundays, and definitely not Mondays.
So if you had a day where you had to have a conversation with someone, what day would you choose to have it?
I do agree. Sunday evenings, probably not a great time for that very reason. Other than that, I don't know if I would really have any particular personal preference.
So we used to have our family meetings on Sunday nights where we went through the budget and the plans, and it just drained me. And we haven't done it for a while because we're routinely for a while because I'm so drained in those conversations. So are you proposing that we have it a different day and maybe I'd be more receptive to these conversations?
And perhaps even I would be more receptive to these conversations. So I think we are actually living out our tagline on being on the journey to understanding through these conversations that we're having right now.
Look at us.
So we've answered the easy questions. When during the day people hate talking, and when during the week people hate talking. So now let's broaden our time horizon and consider perhaps what time of the month or year or lifetime that people hate talking, and try to come to the conclusion and answer the question, when can we talk?
Well, there's a lot there. I don't know which way you want to go, so I'll let you talk first.
Well, certainly, I think when I said the word monthly, that all of our adult listeners had a certain concept come to their head on a particular time of the month that perhaps we want to avoid talking.
But not you, because you don't have these issues with your wife.
Not at all. Never. So that's one time in the broader time horizon that perhaps people will hate talking.
I feel bad for them. I'm glad you don't sympathize.
So there's also maybe particular times of the year that people hate talking, or again, may not have the aptitude to handle a conversation. So we have to ask the question, when are other times that we can talk? So perhaps I would think that maybe some of these times during the year are going to be major holidays. Mm-hmm. So in our Western culture here in America, that's probably going to be Thanksgiving and Christmas, that perhaps there's going to be some awkward conversations and people are not going to want to talk, even though they are probably gathered with family and friends. But that does have perhaps some undue burden. And they may ask, when can we talk a different time outside of Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Yeah, I love that you said that, because especially in our culture, Thanksgiving and Christmas are when you see a lot of family around the dinner table. Conversations come up that are hot button topics. And I get so frustrated because these are like super happy times. I love the Christmas lights and the Christmas carols and all the jolliness that comes with it. But when you are dreading those conversations and those discussions, it is frustrating because it's like, why can't we talk about this in February when we don't have much going on?
And then on the flip side, in January and February, you have people that are asking you what your New Year's resolution is, and they're wishing you Happy New Year. And it really begs the question, just how long into the new year can you wish someone Happy New Year?
I don't know. I mean, if someone told it to me second week, I think they were strange. But what is the stat? I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. is it like the third week of January or first week of February, something like that, where people give up their resolutions?
Yeah, definitely. I think I would recall first week of February or last week of January. So are you saying that would be a good indication to no longer wish someone Happy New Year, even if it is the very first time that you've seen that person in the new year?
Yeah, I think by February, you shouldn't be mentioning New Year. You shouldn't be mentioning resolutions. You're on to it and move on with your life.
Well, there you have it, folks. January 31st, that's the deadline. Wish everyone Happy New Year. Ask about the resolutions. After that, you need to wait until the next January 1st.
You have 11 more months. Yeah, don't bother.
All right, so Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. Again, we'll broaden the time horizon one more time. When during the lifetime of a person do people hate talking? And in consideration of that, when can we talk?
Oof, I feel like college kids have a lot to say and have a lot of opinions. I feel like the older you get, maybe you start to lessen those opinions. And I definitely feel like the older generation, those in the 80s and 90s, have far less opinions. Or if they have them, they're less vocal about them and dogmatic. But maybe, I don't know if that's their age that comes with it, or if that is the year that they grew up in, being less dogmatic. Because I think of my grandmother, and she's one of the most amazing people I know. She is gone now. But she was not dogmatic about what she believed, even though she had strong opinions. But I think of much younger people that would fight very strongly about their opinions.
So is that because they have become less dogmatic in their old age, or because their values have changed and they therefore value the relationship and the conversation over the position of being right?
Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is. I think it's the latter, that they value the opinions or the relationship, knowing that we all have our strong opinions, but that at the end of the day, we aren't going to agree on everything, nor do we need to fight to agree on everything.
Well, there you have it. So I think we've covered a number of interesting things in relation to time and when we can talk in the microscopic daily time of mid-morning, late afternoon, from the perhaps day of the week, and avoiding Sundays and Mondays, of perhaps avoiding a certain time period during the month, and at least three specific times during the year in our Western culture. But when it all comes down to it, we cannot wait too long, because time is ticking away and we want to preserve those relationships and continue that journey to understanding. So until next time, from your friends at I Hate Talking, remember, it is only through talking that we begin the journey to understanding.